public hearing is conditional use 1683 Wayne Baker LLC.
You'll note that Mr. Schrader, I don't think, is involved in any of those.
Actually, that's a significant fact.
Well noted.
It is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a bar pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 72.72 acres, more or less, lying at the northeast corner of Avalon Road, being Road 302A, and Lawson Road, being Road 296. For the benefit of the record, we have also received a three-ring binder of exhibits for this application. It includes the copy of the application, site plan, and declaration of covenants, conditions, and restrictions, copies of deeds, reports, and correspondence from DelDOT, photographs of the site, existing conditions, references and of maps, soil information and borings, an environmental assessment, and a wetlands research document. And as I said, a site plan. It is in a three-ring binder that I stated, and it all the commissioners have copies. I have a couple agency comments on this application also. First being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated December 15th of 2005. Kind of shows you how long our process takes, gentlemen. They've all been in 05, the comments have so far. Makes reference to the AR1 with conditional use. The reference roads are both Avalon Road and Lawson Road. The road segment of Avalon Road is from Route 48 to Route 47, and Lawson Road being from the stoplight Avalon Road to Road 47. The traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service of both road segments questioned are: A, Avalon Road could change from level of service A to level of service B under a fully developed site. Lawson Road would stay level of service A and would not change, according to that summary report. Attached to that summary report and received on January 3rd of 2006 is a letter from DelDOT making reference to the location, the conditional use. They do not recommend a traffic impact study. They make reference to traffic volumes in the area are relatively light, and we would not expect the bar pit to generate enough traffic to create congestion. That was the reason the traffic impact study was not required. However, we are concerned that truck traffic to and from the pit could damage roads in the vicinity of the project. We recommend the county require the applicant to provide DelDOT with additional information pertaining to trip generation, trip distribution, before we make recommendations about any entrance requirements. The trip generation information should include estimates of the average daily trips and the average morning and evening peak hour trips that the pit would generate while operating, and the percentages of those trips that would be made by heavy trucks. In order that the county might better understand the traffic that the pit would generate, we recommend they require the applicant to provide this information to DelDOT and the county before the county acts on the conditional use application. Provide the contact persons and phone numbers within DelDOT and Dover. And the letter was signed by W. William Brockenbrow, Jr., County Coordinator. From the County Engineering Department and received yesterday, March 21st, we have a memorandum and it makes reference to the applicant, the site location, the case number, the use intended. The site is not located in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. Makes reference that if there's any improvements requiring septic, it would be an individual on-site septic system. That the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area Study. conformity to the North Coastal Planning Area study would be required. Sussex County is currently conducting a planning study for the North Coastal area. The study is to be completed by April of 2007, but the county has no current schedule to provide service to this project. Concept plan is not required on this application. That was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. We also received two letters, one being from Mark J. Davis, LLC, a local excavation business, in support of the application. States there's a large demand for dirt, and the existing bar pits in the area are becoming depleted, which makes this an extremely necessary proposition. This dirt is not only for area development projects, but also for use by area construction companies, used for road building and improvements, new and existing driveways and entrances, yard fill dirt and improvements, and many other necessary everyday needs. And that was signed by Mark J. Davis. And lastly, or the next letter in support was from Melvin Joseph Construction Company, Incorporated, is prepared to purchase and utilize bar from the proposed Baker Bar Pit that will be located on the northeastern corner of Avalon and Lawson Roads. Based on past projects and projections for future projects, there will be a need for this pit for many years. The location of this proposed bar pit is ideal with respect to approved projects in Sussex County. And that was signed by Kenneth P. Adams, President. I did also receive a letter today from Deborah Sundberg. It's addressed to all the commission members. I would have called other members of the commission, only I could not obtain their phone contacts. She begs that we cancel the hearing tonight, makes reference to tonight's date and the case number. We are one of the nearest land homeowners and were never notified. The land has not been posted for the hearing. We have followed local newspapers very closely and never read anything about this application. And it's signed sincerely, Deborah Sundberg. And that's all I have, gentlemen, at this time.
All right, so Mr. Lank, we thank you.
Mr. Lank, before Mr. Schrader speaks, I mean, maybe it would be wise to respond to that last letter and just advise what was done to post the property and advertisement, et cetera.
I asked the inspector for the area if this site was posted, because I went out and looked at it again yesterday and I didn't see the sign. The parcel is a part of 800 and some acres. It covers four road frontages. The sign was posted on Johnson Road, the next intersection north.
Okay, on this property?
It was on the property.
Yeah, okay.
The other question about the notification, it's a courtesy, it's not required by code. The only requirement by code is that we have to advertise in two local newspapers. That was done in two papers. I'd have to pull the record to see which papers, but, and we also have to post the property.
Okay.
And as I said, this is a 66 or 72 acre piece of a 800 plus acre tract.
Okay, now I'm satisfied based on that, that all the statutory requirements for notice and advertising have been met.
All right, sir, thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Johnson, members of the commission. My name is Dennis Schrader, and I'm representing Wayne Baker, LLC, who is the applicant on conditional use number 1683 for the borrow pit that's been described by Mr. Lank. I have with me Mr. Baker, who is the member manager of the company. And also I have with me Mark Davidson and J.C. Owens from the D.C. group, who have prepared the exhibit packet and the visuals that you will see this evening. As has been described by Mr. Lank, this project is located at the intersection of the northeast corner of Avalon Road and Lawson Road and Indian River 100. It is, in fact, a significantly large tract. It is 835 acres, more or less, of which only 66 acres is proposed for the conditional use. Currently, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential and is being used either for agricultural purposes or is forested, where it has previously been cut over and replanted. The proposed borrow pit is a conditional use that's provided for under the county code. The property is located in an area within the land use plan that is described as a rural community district, and within the state strategies map for spending, it is level four, which relates to open space, agribusiness activities, forested area intended to support agribusiness or activities within the community. We have supplied to you an exhibit book that includes the application, proposed conditions, which we'll address later on. There are photographs of the existing site conditions for those of you who have not been able to visit the site. There is also a section identified as maps that includes a fairly comprehensive package of the land use, land cover, the proposed truck traffic that was addressed in one of the letters, a topographic map that will give you the elevations in the wetlands, a soils classifications map, another wetlands map, a state wetlands map, groundwater recharge map, and tax ditch information. Beyond that, we also have the various professional reports that relate to soils, the environmentals, and to the Delaware Department of Transportation requirements for this particular site. There are no delineated wetlands on this site, and if you take a look at this map that is down here, for purposes of orientation, by the way, there are, for purposes of your orientation, the proposed site is shown here and marked with a large black star. This is Avalon Road, Lawson Road, Georgetown is in this direction, Longneck is in that direction, Gravel Hill, and on towards Milton to the north. And this site right here, within the confines of Johnson, Hurdle Ditch, Avalon, and Lawson Road, with the exception of this corner, and some of this, is the Baker property where the application is being made. At this time, I'd like to invite Mark up, who will describe for you the various components that have gone into the planning of this particular project, the surrounding site areas, the detail that you need to have for reclamation and operation of the project. And I will be back with you in just a few minutes.
Good evening. I'm Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group in Milton, Delaware. In the booklet, I've submitted for the record my qualifications for tonight. This site, as was stated, is this project is part of a 835-acre tract of land, which is primarily being used for farming. And it has some wooded sections on it, some reforestation area. The reforestation area, part of this area was wooded at one time. The existing woods that remained after timbering practices was a section of woods along the east side of where the proposed borrow pit is being planned. This area along the south bottom portion and that runs along Avalon Road has been reforested. It has about a 10-year growth stand of pine trees on it at this time. The bar pit being proposed is approximately 20 acres in size. The total area of disturbance for this bar pit is estimated to be about approximately 25 acres, and that includes the road, the maintenance road around there. The bar pit is located approximately 600 feet from Lawson Road, which is directly behind an existing farmed field right now. This area in here is being farmed at this time. The other portion of the bar pit, again, is behind pine trees here. The bar pit is also approximately 600 feet from Avalon Road. To the north and to the east of the property lines are approximately, they're greater than 2,000 feet away. The closest house to this bar pit is across the road. It's approximately 750 to 800 feet away. There is an existing dwelling sitting about in this area right here. Located on the south portion of the property, there are four existing 1.5-acre lots that are vacant at this time. It is owned by Mr. Baker. The pit is approximately 134 feet from the back of those property lines, and at this time he has no plans on no plans to build on those four lots. The pit is also going to be, has been planned. There on site, there's also an existing cemetery located approximately in this area here. There's an existing vegetation, there's trees around the cemetery. We have approximately a 100-foot buffer from that cemetery with the pit location. As required under the conditional use for a bar pit, a 100-foot vegetated buffer around the pond, and Mr. Baker, on the open portions, again, this area here is being farmed at this time. Within that 100-foot, Mr. Baker would like to be able to farm that 100-foot buffer and be able to keep it planted all year long. A stabilized construction entrance will be installed as shown on the conditional use plan and as required by the Sussex Conservation District. There will be a security gate installed across the entrance. In this area, the entrance, there is an existing, was an existing logging road out here when the site was timbered. This road right here that is on Lawson Road, that is the entrance that we would like to be able to use for the site. We do show an alternate entrance. We would not like to use this idea, but if the commission and the council would require, then we do have an alternate way to be able to exit the site. But at this time, Mr. Baker would like to be able to use the existing logging road that he used here. And in the booklet, there's an email that we had a meeting with Mr. Brockenbrough and Mr. John Fiore back on March 15th, and to discuss the truck traffic and any possible road improvements that this facility would have to do. What they had stated was that, of course, the entrance would have to be built per DLDOT standards, a commercial entrance would have to be built, but from the site entrance to the intersection of Lawson and Avalon Road would have to be improved. Possibly a 2-inch to 4-inch overlay on top of the existing road. The existing truck route that we have planned for the site, and this was discussed with DLDOT, would be we'd exit the site onto Lawson Road and go straight through the intersection here at Avalon and Lawson Road here and straight to Zor Road. At Zor Road, we would be able to head east or west, west to Route 30, Gravel Hill Road, or we'd be able to head east to Route 5, which is Indian Mission Road.
That's in your booklet also?
That is correct.
Okay, just for the commissioner's benefit, it's the second exhibit under the tab maps at the truck route.
All trucks exiting the site will be directed to use the Lawson Avalon intersection, go straight through using Zor Road. Using Zor Road will allow the trucks to get to Route 30 and 5 via an approved paved road. And as was stated earlier, that no traffic impact study was warranted. In your booklet under the environmental section, we had contacted Envirotech Environmental Consulting, Inc. to perform an environmental review of the proposed conditional use site. And the conclusions of their findings are as follows. There was no threatened or endangered species were observed within the area of investigation of the subject property during the site visit. There are no critical natural areas located on or near the area of investigation. And there are no state resource areas, natural areas classified on or near the area of investigation of the subject property. Bar pit itself at 20 acres, with the layout that's shown, will yield approximately 665,000 cubic yards of material. Out of that, 21,000 cubic yards will be the topsoil that would be removed from the pit. The remaining 644,000 cubic yards will be the select borrow that would be excavated. It is estimated that it will take approximately 8 to 10 years to excavate the borrow pit. The maximum cubic yards of the material estimated from this pit will generate approximately 25 trucks per day over an average of 200 days per year. In talking with Mr. Adams at Melvin Joseph Construction Company, he stated that what his plans to do on in digging this pond will be to excavate from start at the rear, the northeast section of the pond here, and he would work his way down towards Lawson Road. He would, as he was digging the pond, we have provided safety benches within the pond. This is going to be required once we turn the pond out, once the pit has been dug to its final depth, and we turn this pond into a conservation pond. The conservation district in the state requires that safety benches be placed inside this pond. So during his excavation, he will excavate in rows, working his way out towards the front of the pit here, and he will be hauling material from that off the site that way. On site, there will be a water truck, will be kept to control any dusting and for use of truck and equipment washdown. This will help alleviate sediment from exiting the property. As was stated earlier, there are no wetlands within the 66 acres of the conditional use of this application. There is a report at the end of the booklet from Coastal and Estuarine Research Incorporated. If approved, all agency approvals will be obtained prior to the commencement of the borrow pit. The reclamation of this pond, once it's dug to its final depth, what we're proposing is what Mr. Baker would like to have and his family would be a conservation wildlife pond. Basically, what we would do is the pond would be dressed up once it was finally dug. And again, the safety benches, we would have 4-to-1 slopes from the top of the bank down to the water. The water table will be approximately 60 inches down. The safety bench will be 1 foot below, approximately 1 foot below the existing water. The banks will be stabilized with some natural vegetation, some native plantings will be planted. There will be, again, Mr. Baker would like to, and his family would like to use this as a recreation area also, so some food plots may be planted around for the wildlife to be able to enjoy. Again, they will be farming this existing area. They would continue to farm the open area within this site here. Basically, the residual land that he has here on site after this pond is going to be used for agricultural purposes. He will continue to farm it, and most of it he will be using it for recreation purposes. And again, there is this existing regrowth of trees here that it will be left on site. At this time, that's all I have.
All right, sir.
Can I ask a question before Mark sits down, because it's going to come up anyway?
Sure.
What's the maximum depth of the proposed pond?
Maximum depth is approximately 25 feet.
Thank you.
And while we're on that, how many yards of fill do you expect to get out of that pond, and how fast do you expect the utilization to be?
The maximum yards is about 665,000, and again, it's about an 8 to 10 year period in which it will take. And again, that's basically estimated on the about 25 trucks per day for, we estimated about 200 days a year on average.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Baker, please. Mr. Baker, you've heard what either I or Mark have said on your behalf. Do you accept those as if they were your own statements?
Yes, my name is Wayne Baker. I live at 17420 Minas Conway Road, Lewis, Delaware. And yes, I do. Those statements are true and correct.
Thank you. Gentlemen, contained within the exhibit book, we have proposed conditions that are applicable to this particular project. There may be some you wish to add or delete as you see fit. Most importantly, I would inform you that we feel that this application does comply with the requirements of the land use plan and the state strategies. It does have an application which you probably would not want close to or proximate to large, excuse me, residential development. And so in many ways, having a 20-acre bar pit in the middle of an 865-acre farm and forested area is an appropriate use of this land. What is being proposed is, of course, the necessary public or semi-public use, and it does benefit the commercial enterprises within this county. And it is in an area which would provide you with the opportunity to exercise some planning judgment if you feel that it's appropriate. Given what we have presented to you this evening, we would ask that you grant the application as presented. Thank you.
All right, sir.
Mr. Baker, Mr. Davidson, and Mr. Owens and I are available to respond to interrogation.
Well, we'll see if anyone has any interrogation. I think question's a lot less intimidating word, Mr. Schrader. See if anyone has any questions. Okay, and that would be Mr. Johnson.
Once again, with the you're talking about 25 trips per day with the trucks. What's approximate weight of the trucks when they're fully loaded?
Approximately 70,000 pounds.
And what improvements would you be making to the roads at this point that would accommodate the weight of those trucks?
What we would have to do is, and part of the meeting that we had with DelDOT is they would have to send to the their lab a sample of the road that's out there right now. We would, during the entrance plan approval process, we would have to take core samples of the existing road out there. They would send that to their lab and they would tell us, and what they said is, based on past applications like this, it would approximately be a 2-inch to 4-inch overlay. A 2-inch to 4-inch overlay of the road, of the existing road, from, and Dave said that we would have to do it from the site entrance to the intersection here.
And what about the rest of the roads?
Well, we feel by utilizing, once the roads, once we get down to Zora Road, they've not asked us to do anything with the from this intersection here down to Zora Road. We've told them that what we've stated to them is that the truck route for this will be from this existing entrance straight through the entrance without any turning movements. That we feel that the DelDOT also stated that any turning movements whatsoever would be the most detriment to this intersection. We showed them that we put an alternate entrance on here. They discouraged that in the meeting because it would force the trucks to come up to the intersection and then have to turn, and that would be worse for this intersection than as if we were to be able to just come up and go straight through.
And what about turning at other intersections?
Once we hit Zora Road, Zora Road's an improved paved road.
That can accommodate the weight?
That's correct.
Okay. And is there any anticipated use of a dredge?
No.
Okay. So how will the dirt be excavated?
It would be using excavators. Being able to, again, with the 20, again, going down the, there will be a 20-foot bench that will be installed during the operation at all times of this, of the excavation of this material. So they'll be able to be able to sit on this bench and be able to pull the material off from the bottom.
And in your hours of operation, you made reference to no truck traffic on Sunday, but what other operations might be occurring, if any, during Sunday or the late Saturday afternoon hours?
The only operator would be Mr. Baker and his family utilizing the farm.
I don't have any more questions this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
Is there any plans to do anything with the existing cemetery, or is it just going to be left?
It's just going to be left.
No further questions.
Mr. Cordy?
Mark, has the soils been determined to be suitable for a borrow pit?
Yes, they have.
Yeah, okay. That's all I have.
Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The describe the, if you would, please, the farming of the buffer. Did I hear you say that would be 12 months out of the year? Is that?
Yeah. I think Mr. Baker could probably explain a little bit better tonight. But during the year, I mean, they farm. Well, I'll let Mr. Baker talk.
As you know, we grow mostly small grain crops, corn, soybeans. We got some of it planted in hay crops right now. But there will be a crop planted, whether it be a cover crop for the winter months or corn growing during the summertime. It's not inconceivable we would plant vegetables out there, depending on what the farmer decides to do. That's lima beans and peas and black eyes. So I don't know what, you know what, but will we be tilling it and it'll be in some kind of vegetation the whole time? Well, you know, outside of times when crops are harvested and planted.
Thank you. Any thoughts of security of the area? Or is
we're going to. There will be a gate installed at the entrance to deter any truck traffic being able to come down the existing road back to the pit.
And you did reference a water truck, and I think I heard you say not only for dry conditions, but also if it's wet and muddy,
use the truck to. That is correct.
Hose the tires down to keep
correct.
The sediment on.
Yes.
So, and that'll be perhaps a graveled or stoned area on the roadway.
It'll primarily be. We will be installing a construction entrance. Well, the first portion of the entrance will have to be a Del-Dot. Approved entrance. From the approved entrance back, it'll be a construction entrance that's built that will be approximately about, according to the conservation, the minimum distance is 50 feet long, and it has to meet their criteria, which is shown on the conditional use plan. We do have a detail of that on the conditional use plan. From there, it'll be just be a dirt road back to the pit and around the pit.
Thank you.
Anticipating some objections and sometimes being able to pacify objections by the creation of buffers, would, if the commission felt it appropriate, to recommend that buffers be placed along Lawson Road based on the 66 or we advertise to be 72 acres, whichever, would the applicant have an objection to a series of plantings along Lawson Road to help buffer the site?
Not really. But again, the reason why we kept everything back off the road so far, you know, 600 feet is sort of substantial distance. It's two football lengths. We thought that being ag crop, and since we had the land cleared already, there would be no point in planting trees or anything else there. I mean, what are you going to gain by planting an additional thing there? I don't know, but
no, it's for screening for the neighbors' benefit, really. Until the activity ceases, and the trees will be of, you know, fair height, and you basically the whole front corner.
I don't really object. I just question what we would gain by doing it.
And Rick just pointed out to me, in your own conditions, you state under A number 2 that the 100-foot vegetated buffer shall be maintained along 296 and 302A.
Vegetated
and along all other property lines.
Vegetated could be farming.
I know, so that had to be determined.
Yeah.
I was just asking, that's come up many times in the past. My other question would be, unless I missed it in the booklet or my booklet doesn't contain it, your rendering of the conservation wildlife plant pond is not in the booklet, unless I missed it.
Yeah, you're right, it's not.
So when you leave this evening, you need to leave one of those with us for the record.
Yeah, fine.
Unless you have a smaller version.
I guess smaller versions.
I like that. But we don't need poster boards. We could frame this place and poster boards, I think. And this is the same as what you submitted to the presentation, right?
Yes, sir.
For the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of the Conservation Wildlife Pond drawing. Thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Couts.
I wanted to explore the required landscape buffer a little bit more. I kind of kind of sense a little bit of a, want to make sure there's no misunderstanding. In your proposed condition, you talk about a proposed 100-foot buffer along Lawson Road. And then I understood Mr. Baker to say there really wasn't a need for it. And I just want to make sure, is there or isn't there?
Well,
and what
we're
what's going to be proposed of?
What we're asking for is to, for him to be able to utilize. We know that under the conditions in the under the conditional use in the code, it states that a 100-foot buffer needs to be provided. But what he would like to do is he'd like to be able to farm that 100-foot buffer.
Including the acreage along Lawson Road down to the land facing Log Road?
Yes, from the logging road north up Lawson Road, he'd like to be able to farm the entire area here, as he's doing so right now. So he would like to be able to continue to do that within that 100-foot buffer.
Is that, I guess I need to ask our attorney then, does or the permission, does that then require a variance? Because part of it,
you know, let's address it this way. This is a conditional use. If we choose to approve this, we can place whatever conditions we want to on it. We can have them landscape the whole thing if we want to. So I don't know that it's that's you know that we really need to decide at this moment whether it's a tree or a corn stalk or what it is.
Yeah, what the code says is it talks about a landscaped unexcavated buffer strip of open space, a minimum distance of 100 feet from the street lines. Landscape's not defined anywhere, so that, as Mr. Wheatley said, that would just be something. If
that's something we'll define. I would suggest to you.
Okay. The only other question I had was you talked about the paving of the road that would be required by Delta. Any improvement to the shoulders?
Again, it's widening the road at this time. What they have stated was is that we would have to improve the road with. What was mentioned at the meeting was a 2 to 4 inch overlay of the road. Now, during the entrance plan approval process, there may be some other requirements that DelDOT may have will place on us, and then we will deal with those when we have to get our entrance approved.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
Just clarify for me, were there any wetlands on this part of the site?
No, there wasn't.
Okay, I didn't think so. And how far is the edge of the disturbance of the borrow pit from those four lots?
It's about 134 feet.
Okay, all right. And they're owned by Mr. Baker, I think.
Yes, that is correct.
LLC. Okay, that's all the questions I had.
All right, sir, we thank you. Gentlemen, we thank you for your presentation. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of application 16, conditional use 1683, Wayne Baker LLC. For anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1683. Yes, ma'am, in the back, followed by the rest of you. Line up, take a number. Actually, no number needed.
Give them to me and I'll pass them down if you want.
Good evening. I'm Trudy Bellotti. My husband Richard is with me this evening. We live at 22988 Lawson Road. I'd like to thank you for allowing me to speak to you this evening. I'm a little nervous.
Don't be.
I'm going to read this and you have this in front of you.
Okay.
Good evening, and thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak before the commission this evening. I am Trudy Bellotti. Along with my husband, Richard, we reside at 22988 Lawson Road in the Indian River Hundred, directly across the street from the proposed borrow pit of which Mr. Wayne Baker has made application. My husband, Richard, and I spent a good deal of time deciding on where we would like to retire when the time came. We spent a lot of time traveling across the Northeast and all of Delaware before we decided that we would both be happy on Lawson Road. It provided us with the beach, which I love, only 12 miles away, and farmland, which is my husband's passion. We owned two farms in New Jersey, and were used to the open spaces and privacy which were most important to us. When we came across the 12.5-acre parcel of land on Lawson Road, we fell in love with it. We called our real estate broker and began the process of gathering information. We learned that the land was in an AR1 agricultural residential district, and we went with our real estate broker to the planning and zoning office in Georgetown. There were two women at the counter area, and we requested to know if there were any proposed projects planned for either the land across from ours, which is Mr. Baker's, or any of the parcels that were on the same side of the street as ours. We provided the lot and block numbers for them and also had a map of the area so that they could see which parcels we were speaking to. The answer from both ladies was that there were none. I asked them a second time to please be sure of the information that they were providing us because we were looking for a quiet, peaceful place to build our retirement home. Looking at the paperwork from the file, we now know that the information given to us was not correct, and we are quite upset about it.
Ma'am, let me just address that for you. I wasn't there, didn't hear what was said, but when you asked about projects, normally what that means is subdivisions.
Well, we did allude to housing developments or anything that might have been proposed for those properties.
No, I think that the answer you got was probably relative to subdivisions because that's what most people are interested in. And so I don't think anybody tried to mislead you or anything.
Okay, I'm only trying to give you what happened.
I understand.
And we can take it from there.
Okay.
Okay. We feel that if to us, this borough pit is a big project. I went back to the zoning office on Monday, the 19th of March, and I spoke with Jeannie. I asked her if there were any other borough pits in our surrounding area and if there was a different zoning structure for these pits. Her answer to me was that she did not know and would find and could not find anyone there at the time that would give me any further information. I have with me some pictures that I would like for you to take a look at. And these are I'm going to leave these with you at the end. The first picture is a picture that was taken at 7:30 in the morning on March 6, 2007. It shows you the end of my driveway looking directly across the street.
Okay. Are these ones we can have?
Before you go on,
they are dated.
Described on the back, what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The first is a picture taken at 7:30 in the morning. It shows you the end of my driveway looking directly across the street at Mr. Baker's property. There was a northerly wind blowing, and you can see the dust being carried by the wind. And this is without any work being done at all at 7:30 in the morning. Can you imagine when they're mining dirt out of that pit, what that's going to be like? It will blow right directly into our home. These pictures tell 1,000 words. The next picture that I have is one showing trees that my husband and I planted ourselves across both sides and the back of our property. We did this so that we could create a buffer from wind and dirt and to minimize the impact of our land on our neighbors. We are asking Mr. Baker to do the same. Therefore, we would request that it be part of the permit requirement, condition one, that Mr. Baker be required to do plantings immediately so that by the time he begins his mining operation, we will have a buffer from the dirt and sand blowing. We would recommend Leon cypress 12 to 14 foot across the entire front of our property. We chose these trees because they grow quickly and very thick. We are not arguing Mr. Baker's right to have a burrow pit, but it should be his responsibility to ensure our quality of life. An inspection of the plantings would be requested by us. We have many qualified county inspectors, and if the cost of having this done is a burden, we would be willing to pay for the inspector's time. These trees should be maintained by Mr. Baker and replaced if they die for the duration of his project. The other pictures I have show the two roads, Lawson and Avalon.
It's on the back of the Lawson Road is a very narrow road, not as wide as Avalon, and where Avalon is a lined road, Lawson is not. Lawson Road, as seen in these pictures, is in dire need of repair with patches upon patches. I can't imagine what it will be like with constant truck traffic. I also have a picture of Avalon Road, both roads going in both directions there, which shows that there are no homes that would be affected by truck traffic. I respectfully request that this become a consideration for truck traffic coming and going from this site. I also spent time with Mr. Norwood at the traffic department. Mind you, we're only in our home 2.5 weeks. And he was very helpful in giving me some explanations with regard to questions that I had. In looking at the Sussex County Code for Conditional Uses, I see that in Special Requirements, Section B, it states the borough pit shall be surrounded by a landscape, unexcavated buffer strip of open space, a minimum distance of 100 feet from any street lines, and a minimum of distance of 50 feet from all other property lines. The buffer strip shall remain free of any buildings or street. It further states that the excavating, extraction, or filling operation shall be controlled to offer reasonable protection to surrounding properties in the neighborhood, particularly as regard to odors, dust, air, or water pollution, and uses of roads or streets providing access to the site. Furthermore, we will ask for very strict hours of operation, as we will not appreciate mining and truck traffic all hours of the day and night. A regular work day such as 9 to 5, and no work on Sundays. The next question I have is how long the operation will be ongoing, and that was pretty much answered. So I thank you for your time, and you're more than welcome to keep that paperwork and pictures. And this is actually another picture of the farm across the street, Mr. Baker's farm. Okay, thank you.
All righty, we thank you. Who's next? Yes, sir, step right up.
Good evening, gentlemen. Art Sundberg, Lawson Road. I'm the nearest property owner bordering the subject property here. I commend Mr. Baker, first of all, for keeping the subject property in farming and agriculture use. This is great. It follows Governor Ruth Ann Minner's Livable Delaware Agenda guidelines, keeping in agriculture and farming use. The pit was mentioned that it's in the middle of 800 acres. It is not. It is in the southwest corner of the total 800 acres. As note, and I think we mentioned this before, our bordering property being within 200 feet of the overall 800 acres, we were never notified in writing of these hearings. And I have a copy of the list of the that the zoning board sent out, or mailed out the appropriate parties too. And we were not on it, along with two of our neighbors right directly across the street from us.
Also, your recent property transfer, sir?
Pardon?
Your recent property transfer. How long have you lived where you are now?
22 years.
And they missed you. I'll be darned. Well, I apologize on behalf of the Planning and Zoning Commission, but I do want to remind you we do that as a courtesy.
I realize that now, even though the list says it's an affidavit and somebody attests to it.
Sorry, we missed you.
Okay, I understand. It was also David Swain and the Webster's directly across the street, all within 200 feet of the property line. On the posting, I've been going by the site twice a day on my way to work, and it has not been posted at the site. You would expect it to be at the site entrance. Well, it was 2.1 miles away on the opposite side of the 800 acres on Johnson Road. And that seems sneaky, but why it was put there, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right.
I can answer that.
Okay.
Does inspectors go out and have a tax map information with them? They don't typically have the site plan, and they posted it on Johnson Road. I asked that question this morning.
Okay, because the site plan shows the site right at the junction of Avalon.
No, I agree.
You know, if you've got 10 copies of it.
That's exactly right.
I appreciate that, sir, but somehow you found out about it, and you're here, and this is your moment.
Right.
So I would appreciate it if you would move on.
Yes, sir. This was also addressed before, the DelDOT letter to Mr. Lank, December 27, 2005, expresses concerns for truck traffic to and from the pit could damage roads in the vicinity of the project. Lawson Avalon roads are just tar and chip roads, not asphalted roads. with numerous coal patches in the area. From the junction of Lawson and Avalon, they intend to go south to Zor. Well, if they're going to go east, they can take a left onto Avalon, go past Avalon Park, and then intersect with Zor. It's a shortcut. And since it's going to be an outside contractor driving the trucks, the applicant wouldn't have any control of where these trucks, what direction the trucks go to. I mean, they could continue up north on Lawson Road to Johnson, and then again go east or west to 5 or Route 30.
I can answer that.
I think
that.
We can prescribe a truck.
Yeah,
rate, can't
and
we?
The thing is, okay. I'll tell you from past experience with the conditional uses, if there's a truck route on a borrow pit, and I know there's been some other routes that have been prescribed, that the commission and the office will enforce that if they find out that it's not being followed.
Okay. That's fine. And that same letter from Mr. Brockenborough Jr. Recommends the county require the applicant to provide DLDOT with additional information pertaining to trip generation and distribution prior to board recommendation before we, DLDOT, make recommendations about any entrance requirement. And February 27th, I didn't see that, but it was addressed this evening. And they said 200 days per year. Well, on the plat map, there's the hours of operation are 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 6 days a week. And if you multiply that out, that's more like 300 days per year. In the DLDOT's preliminary traffic data, dated February 15, 2005, it assumes the area development of single-family housing. Doesn't say anything about sort of a semi-commercial operation. I've been on Lawson Road for 22 years. The majority of current traffic is private-owned vehicles and seasonal farm machinery, but not 10 to 12 or 18-wheel tractor-trailer dump trucks. Lawson and Avalon Road, as we've discussed, is typical 52-foot wide, only 18-foot paved with a tar and chip, unimproved shoulders, and rural roads. The major concern with numerous single-family homes within 1 to 2 miles of the project are the children and pets playing near rural roadways versus large, heavy trucks. To prove that the north section of Lawson Road is rural, we do not even have cable service out there. We all have satellite dishes of some sort. We're below the Comcast area, and Mediacom refuses to come up there for whatever reason. To summarize, my family's present preference is to keep the area agriculture residential as defined by existing AR1 zoning and not wanting a semi-commercial operation in my front yard to depreciate the area property values and interfere with the residential quality of rural life. You can buffer the area, but you can't buffer the doggone trucks. It's also not a safety issue, but it's also a nuisance. I did mention that the hours of operation is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Again, I would like to commend and encourage Mr. Baker to keep the property agriculture. I would like to thank the commission for the opportunity to express my regards and on this conditional use.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Hey, thank you very much.
Appreciate your being here. Yes, ma'am. And then you, sir, in the red t-shirt. And you can go next if you have something different to say than the other folks have said. Okay, go right ahead, ma'am. Now, we've heard all about traffic. We've heard about the roads.
Got it.
I'd like you to tell us something new, okay?
Okay. I have questions.
Okay.
Deborah Sundberg, Lawson Road, Georgetown. And thank you, Mr. Smith, for moving along my questions today for me. And thank you, gentlemen, for taking the time to listen to us. I have questions.
Yes, ma'am.
This operation, according to what I have read this afternoon, is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. What will be the lighting? You don't need to answer it, but my question would be, what about lighting?
Well, we'll try to address your concerns as we go along because I probably won't remember all your questions when we get down
thank
to
you.
The end. So the information that's been submitted to the commission is slightly different than than the 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Mr. Gordy, if you would let me... this says 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday and no trucking activities on Sunday. And that doesn't mean necessarily that that's what they're going to get if it's even approved. That's just what they're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
This conditional use process allows the commission to place specific conditions
on the use, and we're very attentive to truck routes, to hours of operation, noise, and those sorts of things. So I can tell you we'll address them. But the 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. must have gotten on a drawing somewhere or something, but that is not what was what they've submitted. But go ahead.
Okay. My other question would be fencing. And the reason I question the fencing is I think, if the brain hasn't gotten out of control, several years ago, and it's not that long ago, we had a conservation pond out here in Georgetown, and I remember teenagers being in it, and if I remember correctly, I thought one died. So this would be my question, would be fencing. Out there, the entrance fence they have there now is fine, but we also have a lot of those ATVs, I believe they are, and the children have found many ways to get around and in and out, even on our land, and we're there all the time. Basically, I guess that's all I had to question for today. Thank you for the evening.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Okay, we've got traffic, hours of operation, fencing, roads. Tell us something different.
Well, my name's David Swain. I live on Lawson Road. Up and down on Lawson Road, of course, there's a lot of kids live on the road. And I guess number one concern would be you're digging a hole in the ground, and you've got kids that tend to, you know, explore and whatnot. There have been other places in the county that kids have gotten into these pits and have died. Now, the fencing was just brought up, and that certainly seems to be feasible to protect and keep kids out. I know they talked about the trucks as far as that road is not going to handle that. We have also had indoor equipment over the last few years because they have cleared the land with the trees. And now here we're going to have to endure for the next 8 to 10 years of more equipment running constantly.
You live where?
I live just north of his property on Lawson Road. I'm within, 35, 40 feet from the property.
And how long have you been there?
I've been there 8 years.
So you know that that's a farming operation going on over there, and there's equipment in the field and all that stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, of course, you know, they don't farm. You know, they're out there whenever. Mm-hmm. But I will say, since we've been there, and he's been out there clearing and whatnot, I'm not going to say he has the best track record of what he has done out there, because he has, during his clearing, he has burned during burning bans and fires. He's had fire trucks out there, have been called out with fires getting out of hand. And it just makes me wonder, you know, how this project will be handled down the road.
Well, I'm wondering about this fire business, too, and I intend to find out as soon as you're done.
Well, you can check with
I'm going to check with somebody.
Millsboro.
I'm going to check with the applicant.
Okay.
But because that gives me great concern.
Because I tell you, there was one, the first time it happened, the smoke was getting out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke was coming all our way, and it was just, it looked like a foggy day, but when you went down the road, you could see, you know, it was, you know, getting pretty crazy out there. But during a burning ban, fires were lit. And I know that I had called in because of it myself. So, and I checked, and they said that, you know, burning ban was in effect at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So Millsboro was called out to put the fires out at that particular time. So, I'm concerned about it, you know, with everything's going on. And like I said, I've got three young kids. And, you know, the hole in the ground will be a big concern for me. And there's other families right across the street that have three kids. And you just keep going down. You've got other kids. And then, of course, right in front of this are lots. Another neighbor will soon be right across the street from where he's building this also. So I would like to think that this thing would be turned down, but that's up to you gentlemen. So I know.
Ultimately, it's up to your county council. We make a recommendation.
Well, recommendation.
But starts here. You're right.
And I know that he's painted a rosy picture with this pond. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure down the road there will be other things put in after that thing is, you know, finished. And
I can assure you that if anything is put in that is not on his approved site plan, he'll be hearing from someone.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
If it gets approved. You're welcome, sir. Mr. Schrader, would you like to comment on the, before we go ahead, on any of this fire business or any of this stuff, or Mr.
I guess my original comment would be, I'm not sure how that's relevant to the operation of the barbecue, but Mr. Baker is going to describe.
Well, I would like for him to, although I will agree that it's not relevant to in regard to the operation of a pit and so on. It just does speak to one's integrity, and I want to give you an opportunity to defend it.
Okay. The first time the fire company came out was probably 6 years ago, 5 years ago, and that was when Doug Simpson decided he was going to do a controlled burn of some brush that the lumbering company left there, which is their obligation to clean up, and it blew over, got into some corn, went into the ditch bank, and we called him out, and it was put out. I think a couple summers ago, we weren't burning during a burning ban. There was no, we don't do that, because the person who did the burning called into the Millsboro Fire, or the County Fire Board, and received permission to set brush piles on fire. It was one time, the fire never got out of control. We did go over into some of the newly planted seedlings that we planted, and burning some of the underbrush there, but it was all controlled. He took his dozer out there and ran around it and contained it and was put out. The other time he might be alluding to was, again, we received permission to burn. And I don't know if you all remember or not, but it was probably about 5 years ago. The had a big woods fire up in Canada, and all the smoke and covered the entire East Coast. And they blamed all that smoke on us. And then NRC called and made us put it out.
All right, sir. All right. Ma'am, you've already had your chance. You've had your chance. You're next, sir. You?
Now.
And you'll be after him as long as you got something different to say. All right, sir, go ahead.
All right, what I have to say is quite different. I'm not opposed.
Good. Say it to us, sir.
I'm not opposed to Mr. Baker and what he's...
I need your name and address.
Michael Roshman. I live in Lewis, and I own a piece of property on Lawson Road,
okay,
directly across the street from the proposed borough pit.
Okay.
And I had the pleasure of talking to Mr. Baker on Monday of this week. We had a congenial conversation, and from that conversation, I'm convinced that he is going to be a good neighbor. So I'm not here to speak in opposition to the borough pit.
How come you didn't get up when I asked who was speaking in favor?
Because I have a suggestion to make,
okay,
that is contrary to what the plan is, and that's why I'm speaking at this point,
okay,
as opposed to the earlier point. But you make a good point.
Go ahead,
spoken
though.
Then
go
as
ahead.
Well.
Go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, we got
thanks
a little
for
fun
making
up
me
here.
A little bit more relaxed.
Oh,
too.
Boring.
I appreciate
it'll mess
that.
With you a little bit. Go ahead.
All right, go mess with me all I want, all you want. But,
we'll be here till midnight.
Okay.
If I do that.
Later on. The proposal is to have the exit and entrance for the trucks come out on Lawson. It's directly across the street from a home, and there's a home on an adjacent to it, and there's another home that will be built adjacent to that home.
Mm-hmm.
The concept is that if the trucks come out on Lawson, they can have a straight shot to Zor and don't have to make that destructive turn that was described by one of the attorneys that could tear up the road. I can understand that. That's fine. But there are people living there. There are homes. Whereas if the exit way and entrance way was on Avalon, there are no homes there. I just traversed that area on the way to this meeting. There are literally no homes there on either side of the road. So the trucks could go out, and at that point, they could make a left-hand turn on Avalon and still have a direct shot to Zor. That's where he wants to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm suggesting that the exit and entrance way be from the tar pit of the borough pit to Avalon, make a left, go to Zor. That way he doesn't have to reinforce any road on Lawson. And it won't interfere with my property or anybody else's property on Lawson Road. Just a suggestion, and I think it works for everyone, including Mr. Baker.
Well, let's go ahead. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Let's explore that for a minute. You may take a seat. Mr. Davidson? Why didn't you think of that?
I think they did.
Or did you? Or is that your little relief route?
That's the proposed alternate entrance that we have placed on the site.
Again, the ideal would be to use the logging road that was established on the site. There's an existing entrance there. This, we would have to clear through some of the 10-year growth that's on the land to be able to have to place in a new entrance. Based on our meeting with DelDOT, again, they discouraged us from utilizing that access. They also discouraged us from having to use...
Oh, so you did think of it, but DelDOT thought that the other one was a better idea?
Yes, they thought this was a better idea to be placed here. That way, when we come to this intersection, we go straight through. We don't make a turning movement. They also don't want us to be able to go east on Avalon Road. Well, they would like us to get to Zor Road through using Lawson Road straight down.
So that was DelDOT's idea then.
That is correct.
So
and that's
noticed earlier that you had that alternate route on there, and I just wanted to take the opportunity to let you explain it to us.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the gentleman in the blue shirt all the way in the back.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come and speak for you tonight. My name is David Pusey from Georgetown. I live on Johnson Road, just around the corner from Mr. Baker's property. I was born and raised in Sussex County. At 19, I left to serve in the armed forces. After 22 years on active duty, I returned and made my home in Sussex County. During my military career, no matter where I was living, around the country or around the world, I look forward to coming back and having a home in Sussex County. And I didn't see any place around the country or around the world that I wanted to live any more than right back home in Sussex. Luckily, now I have that nice, quiet place in the country. But that is now threatened by this project. Sussex County is rapidly becoming a place it's hard to recognize some parts of it anymore. I know that progress and growth can't be avoided, but we can try to control it and try to preserve the beautiful and quiet places that are left. A lot of farmlands being bought up already in our county and developed at a feverish pace. This has created a traffic situation that necessitates building roadways and bypasses that threaten even more farmland, a hearing on which I went to last week with DelDOT. And building these bypasses and all the other construction projects necessitate borrow pits such as this and other eyesores. I implore you to vote no. I implore you to vote no and help us save some of the beautiful and quiet places that are still left in our county, this area being one of them. We've heard some expert excerpts from the DelDOT study that says that the traffic on Lawson and Avalon roads is light. I agree, it's light. That's what makes that area so nice and so quaint and such a good place to live. I mean, we've already heard about the four-wheelers and the kids running up and down there, and that's true. It's great. It's great that the kids have places like that also. On Lawson Road also and Avalon Road, that area is, if you go out there and just sit for a while, you'll see joggers. You'll see people walking, families walking together. You'll see bicyclists, and even the occasional some folks down the road have horses. Occasionally they'll come out and exercise their horses. I don't see that being able to continue with truck traffic 6 days a week coming in and out of there. Help us preserve that, gentlemen. Help us preserve that. Yeah, the truck traffic is light, but those roads are already narrow. If you've traveled on Lawson Road anytime soon, two normal passenger cars passing each other on Lawson Road have to slow down and have to be pretty cautious. And now we're going to throw trucks onto that too. Again, the DelDOT study says the traffic there is light. But can we try to keep it that way? I mean, as light as it is, my own daughter, was almost killed at the intersection of Avalon and Lawson Road just last year. I mean, it's bad enough. let's not make it any worse. And these trucks are going to be heading down Lawson Road and heading out on the Zora Road and coming out next to Zora Church on Route 30. That is already a pretty dangerous intersection, too. I haven't had any personal tragedies there, thank God, and hopefully none of you have either. But that has been the site of some very serious accidents. And again, we're going to throw this, you know, 6 day a week truck traffic on top of that. That's really all I have, gentlemen. I apologize if you didn't see anything in that that was new or different from anything else anybody else had presented. But I thank you for the time, at least. And again, one more time, I ask you, let's just, you know, preserve what little bits of the quiet and peaceful parts of Sussex County that we still have. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you, and we also thank you for your years of military service to your country. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Yes, sir.
My job's had.
Everybody said just about everything I got to say.
Except your name.
Walter Hyla.
Okay.
I'm a builder. I built the Bilotti's home. Mm-hmm. Just to address a couple questions, you was talking about integrity. Just as a matter of fact, last summer I built the home, just completed it, and the fires were so thick and the smoke was so bad that while they were planting those trees, if you was 40 feet away from them, you couldn't see them.
Okay.
So the smoke is a major concern. Having spent the last 6 or 7 months working on their home in that area, I found it a very attractive area, and I've been looking at some of the other lots right along there, wanting to buy myself. So it's make me concerned whether I want to buy and build there with a pit across the road. But being a builder, I understand a person's right to utilize their land, so I'm not against a man's right to use his land. The only thing I would ask is you would consider the ordinance the way it's read, which has been described to you. I've got all this wrote, so I'm just going to bypass most of it.
It'll but be the, in the record because
yeah,
you submitted
right,
it.
Right, right. Okay. But the big concern would be the plantings. You've seen the pictures that Bilotti showed you, and having worked there for 7 months, that is often with the heavy winds, and the winds blow there, because probably half of his property of the 800 acres is open, so the winds have a tremendous chance to come through there, and so that dust is a problem. So it would be considerate if the board goes along with this project to really consider that as an impact on the neighbors. Mm-hmm. And I understand his desire to grow corn and whatever, to utilize the land, but for an 8-year period, it doesn't seem like that long of a restriction for him to provide a proper buffer from the neighbor's property. So even though you'll be restricting his use for a limited time, he in turn is restricting the neighbor's benefit of the quietness and the privacy of their property for the same amount of time. So no one's going tit for tat, but just show respect to the neighbor. My other question is bald eagles and animals of that sort a concern in these areas on these type of things? Because I have witnessed bald eagles on this property, and I don't know, as endangered species, is there a certain setback? I can go on any piece of property any day of the week and say I didn't see something, and the next day or 2 hours later it can be there. I don't fault that the guy did his report.
Right.
I'm sure he never saw anything. I don't question it. But I also know that I have and other neighbors have seen. So, but I do think he has a right to use his property. I'm not staying here as a total negative.
Right.
But I do think that it would be nice if the commission would use, as if this was going to be your neighbor, how would be the most respectful way to address it? And the road issue, I understand DelDOT's concern with the straight through, but if these people are going to be spending the money to build, and I ain't quite sure listening, are they going to increase the layer of hot top on the road on Lawson from the entrance to Avalon or from the entrance to Zoa?
I don't think we know yet. They have to take, they'll be
right,
required
the studies.
To take the borings and so on.
Right,
so.
The rest of Lawson's all bad too. But what I was going to say on that is, using their alternate road, they don't have any more hot top to have to put on Avalon and down Lawson. And like the other guy said, and if you would go out and see the site, the only thing on that property is a big fan ban. Mm-hmm. And it would not interfere with the house lots that have been approved on Lawson across from the property. So it doesn't seem an unreal request for him to use that road. I know it's easier for him to use the one that's there, but the one that's there is not a built-up road. It's just a farm road. So it's not to a truck traffic standard road now. If he has to spend the money, spend it down there and do it right there, eliminating the hassle to the neighbors.
Okay.
So thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
You, sir. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have it? Well, one more.
Back.
Okay, something different.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I arrived a little bit late, so I'm not sure if these were addressed. My name is Brian Bunkowski. I live on Avalon Road, which is approximately two properties away from the proposed bar pit.
Okay.
I just have three things of concern to myself. One, regarding the last fire that was on the property, it was the day after the burn ban.
Sir, hold on. I've heard all I want to hear about fires, okay? This is not about fires. This is about a borrow pit. That fire's got nothing to do with this application, and I've been very patient up till now, but let's stick to the subject matter. So skip the fires.
I'm sorry. It's a concern to me because
I understand
it
is. Call the fire marshal. Don't call me.
Okay. The other questions I have regarding the bar pit and the pond afterwards is considering the mosquito and other infestation problems regarding that. Has there been any addresses to it? I'm worried that there won't be any.
Okay.
And also, the last concern, the thing that really confuses me about this is Mr. Baker owns 800 and some acres out there. The property extends all the way out to Hollyville Road, all the way out to Czar Road. What would be the difficulty in just creating a dirt road to one of those prepared condition roads? His property extends out there. He's going to make money off of it. You know, he's obviously not doing this for free. Dirt road isn't too bad, too much to erect. He's already had several roads in and out of the property. I think a lot of the issues would be addressed simply by changing the direction of the proposed driveway out the other direction onto Hollyville. There are several trucking companies already on Hollyville. You know, there's no impact to that section. But like I said, other than that, my concerns are based around, you know.
Same as the others?
Exactly, the safety aspect.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Well, we thank you. All right, is there anyone else? All right, anyone on the commission have any questions? Yes, sir. Mr. Burton.
We are only looking at there are two entrances on this plan, proposed entrances, but in the we get done, there'll be
one.
Right, and we don't have the final say over that is
right.
The issue.
I'd ask.
However, we certainly can pass everyone's suggestions on, and you know, ultimately it's up to DelDOT. I'm sorry, ma'am, you've already had your chance. I'm sorry. We're not doing it.
I don't think she can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can't hear. I beg your pardon. Mr. Burton, would you say that again?
The question I had for the commission was, what is this proposal for two entrances, or is it just for one?
And the answer is, it's just for one. We don't know which one yet,
right?
Because ultimately, DelDOT will be the ones that make that decision. So that was the answer to the question.
Well, when I was up there, I asked the hours of operation.
Seven a.m. to 6 p.m. You're welcome. Okay. Anyone else have anything else? Mr. Robertson, you have any questions?
I do not.
All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll close the public hearing. I want to thank you all for coming. Now, I want to ask you to do me one more favor, okay, because you're all probably going to want to leave, and we have a bunch of other business to take care of. So if you're going to leave, I'd like you to do it quickly and quietly, and if you want to talk amongst yourselves, please do it out in the lobby. Thank you very much for coming.